against an EU resolution at the United Nations condemning Moscow's actions in Ukraine. In Ukraine, world leaders have promised more support for Kyiv. Washington had no representative at the meeting, though there were growing hopes of securing more American support for Ukraine soon. While we've been on air, Donald Trump has sought to reiterate his support for Ukraine following a meeting with President Macron at the White House.
I think we could end it within weeks if we're smart. If we're not smart, it'll keep going and we'll keep losing young, beautiful people that shouldn't be dying. And we don't want that. And remember what I said, this could escalate into a third world war.
Friedrich Merz, the leader of Germany's election winners, the Christian Democrats, says he wants to form a coalition by Easter. BBC News.
With Alan Smith. Now on Radio 4, Ivo Graham and Sarah Pascoe join Sue Perkins for a game of Just a Minute.
Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello you, it's me again. And as the minute waltz fades away, what a joy to welcome you to the latest edition of Just a Minute. Time to introduce you to the four talented folk who are playing Just a Minute this week. They are Delisa Chaponda, Sarah Pascoe, Josie Lawrence and Ivo Graham. Please whoop for all four of them. I'm going to ask them all to speak on a given subject for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating. So good luck to one and all. So we're going to start this show with you, Delisa. Hello there.
Hello.
And the subject is things I've lost and found on a night out. Wow. That contains multitudes. Things I've lost and found on a night out. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating? Your time starts now.
Of all the things that I've lost on a night out, I miss the most my dignity. I have found myself, I have found hope, but my dignity.
Ivo, even as I said it, yes. I knew.
It was heartbreaking to hear Delisa sort of collapse within the word dignity.
I should have just gone on confidently and hoped no one noticed.
It's a great challenge.
It's poetic.
46 seconds, Ivo, you've got on things I've lost and found on a night out, starting now.
On nights out at university, I would often leave my room hoping to lose my virginity, but would often find that my company...
Josie.
I think there's a repetition of often.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh, and no one's mucking about, are they,
yeah,
today?
I tell you what, you've gone out the traps pretty fast.
It's an absolutely fair challenge. I'd love to just at least say that it was...
Don't tell everyone you have now lost your virginity.
I just really wanted to get that down on Radio 4.
I mean, I'm keen to find out more, if I'm honest.
Is it all right? I won't be very long on this one.
All right, well, listen.
That was my catchphrase, unfortunately.
It is a correct challenge. Did you say what I thought you said?
Yeah. Having a lovely time.
It was there for the taking. I'm glad you took it. Which was also... Anyway. Josie, it was a correct challenge. You get the subject of things I've lost and found on a night out. 37 seconds starting now.
I think I've lost on a night out have been my handbag, shoes, an earring, socks, hair extensions. And the thing that I found is that after the fourth bottle of wine, that bloke looks really handsome, so you snog him. But I'm like you. I lost... I've got... I could easily get so personal that I want to make a mistake now.
Become very confessional very early
very
on.
Confessional.
Isn't it? And we're back with Ivo, so I suspect we're going to hear an awful lot more. Just for the rank and file nature of it, what's your challenge, Ivo?
It was a hesitation.
Yes, it was indeed hesitation. Correct challenge, Ivo. So that means you get the subject of things I've lost and found on a night out back. Anytime starts now.
Here's a completely different, much more PG story. A few weeks ago, as a grown adult, I lost a bouncy ball on a night out with my friend Tom at the Islington Academy. Luckily, we also found a green glow stick, which I was able to take home to my daughter. She was gutted by the loss...
Did you just bring your daughter into it to prove that you have had sex?
You were speaking as the whistle went, means you get the point. Marvellous stuff. Right, Josie, you're up next. Let's see what we've got in store. I like this one a lot. Your subject is Dollywood. Tell us about Dollywood, if you wouldn't mind, in 60 seconds, starting now.
Hooray for Dollywood. I'm such a fan of this person. Dolly Parton, one of the most fantastic human beings in the entire world. She decided to give back to the place where she was born, the Tennessee Mountains. And she created this theme park called Dollywood. And she gives jobs to thousands of people and millions of tourists come to it.
Right, Ivo, you challenged.
Yeah, people.
Yeah, there was double people. It was a correct challenge, Ivo. You got 30 seconds to tell us about Dollywood starting now.
I Will Always Love You is arguably quite an emotionally intense thing to say to someone after you've just lost your virginity to them. But as far as I'm concerned, there's no better occasion to make the pledge. Dolly Parton herself was no stranger to such romantic language. She operated, of course, in the traditional working hours of 9 to 5. And she had a famous rivalry with a woman.
Sarah.
I know he's talking about Dolly Parton, but this is about Dollywood, and I'm going to say it's a deviation.
Yeah, it was a wife.
I think because you've mentioned some songs, you've mentioned I Will Always Love You and 9 to 5, I'm going to say that's an incorrect challenge, and we know that Dollywood is the offshoot, the sort of branding of Dolly Parton. I'm going to say we were there. But
right, that's like the topic is Thorpe Park, and I just describe Thorpe.
You are right, because it could be about Ian Thorpe, couldn't it? You don't know.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to say I liked the interruption, but I'm going to give the subject back to Ivo, so you get the point.
Everyone feels sorry for you. Because of how you started the show. Look what's happened. Everyone's like, oh, bless him. He's in his 30s.
Yeah.
He's a grown man.
So I point to Sarah because I enjoyed it. Right. But I just feel, don't kick a man when he's down. And Ivo, you've got 1 second to tell us about Dollywood starting now.
Ian Thorpe is one of the finest swimmers.
Well done, you ended the subject, got the point, and you also get the next subject, Ivo, which is For the Thrill of It. That's the subject. For the Thrill of It. 60 seconds. If it could steer away from your early sexual encounters. Time starts now.
I once broke into Dollywood at 5:15 in the afternoon. You can't enter now, said the security attendant. We're outside the opening hours as designated in her biggest hit. I'm doing it for the thrill of it, I said. That's why I do everything in my relentlessly exciting life. It was the more modern pop star LaRue who sung in 2009, a year where certain things happened in my personal life that I won't go into, that she was doing it for the thrill and going in for the kill and being bulletproof and other sentiments to which I relate. You have to enjoy life no matter what your neighbour tells you. This is a game based on excitement and gusto, and I am enjoying myself, but if you pity me, then I'll welcome that too. This is just one long performance that we call life, and Sarah, it's an honour to be your team.
Yeah. Have some of that sweet sugar. How does that feel? Well done.
I have massaged the stats a bit. It wasn't actually until 2012.
Ivo, is that your first minute?
It is my first every question.
That's what
I
she said.
Something else now.
So you've lost your just a minute virginity. Well done.
Thank you.
Very, very good. You were speaking as the whistle went. You get the point. You get the extra point for completing the 60 seconds in totality. Wonderful. Let's have some scores. No more flights of fancy. This is what the show is really about. It's about winning. It's about really going the extra mile in a cutthroat fashion to savage your opponents and come out top. And you have done, Ivo. You're miles ahead. Well done. Deliso.
Yes.
I'm going to head into round two with you, please, my friend. The subject is Portobello Road. Let's have your thoughts on Portobello Road in 60 seconds, starting now.
I once wanted to buy some Portobello mushrooms, so I went to Portobello Road and I was extremely disappointed. They told me, we do not sell fungus of any sort, and actually you need to go to the end of Notting Hill and turn left. There, perhaps you will find a store that will purchase and also sell these small little edible things that you want that may get you high if you get the right one and you imbibe it.
Ivo.
It's lovely, but there was a get there, double get.
Ooh, double get?
That's pick-a-nick and nickety.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm an absolute monster. I want to kill everyone on this game. I'm here to win.
You've
now, he's got that minute. There's no stopping him.
I mean, I tend not to go for the small words, and I think I'm just going to give the benefit of the doubt here. Yes, technically it's a repetition, but the little ones can get away sometimes, just so we can have a bit of fluidity. So I'm going to say it's an incorrect challenge. Deliso, it's back with you. 31 seconds, Deliso, your time starts now.
The best time to be on Portobello Road is during Carnival, when there is scents and music and flavours that are unique and only happen at that time of the year. I enjoy walking across Portobello Road during the midst of this celebration and dancing with anybody who is willing to shake their hips at me. I enjoy it to such an extent that on occasion I have been found at the end of the night weeping with delight. This is something that can only happen.
Well done, you spoke as the whistle went, you get the point. And Sarah, you get the next subject, which is limoncello. 60 seconds, please, without hesitating, repeating or deviating on limoncello, starting now.
I was so drunk before I started eating, but then I sobered up. Do you have anything that I could imbibe, perhaps citrus-flavoured, strong, in a bottle, 100 or 50 years old? I don't care. Did you get it on holiday? Give me a glass. Glug, 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 down. I did it three times. It was three times.
Ivo, you challenged.
Give me a glass, glug, glug, glug. It's gotta be one of the funniest ways to ever get out on this show.
Damn.
Glug, glug, glug.
Never enunciate swallowing on this programme. It'll lead you astray. Correct challenge, 43 seconds remaining on limoncello. Your time, Ivo, starts now.
A digestif, I think, is what that kind of drink is called. Something you would have after a meal to relax and glug, of course, but just once. I prefer amaretto, or if I'm feeling especially cheeky, Bailey's will take me where I need to be. But listen, fruit is important. By all means, pop a slice of lemon into your Irish cream, but I don't actually think that would be very nice. So go back to plan A, which is limoncello. I was lashed the other night on limoncello with my friend Sarah Pascoe. We are chums, despite...
Well done, Ivo. You were speaking when the whistle went. You get the point. And next up, we've got Josie.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Your subject is When the Dust Has Settled.
Ooh.
Tell us all about it in 60 seconds, starting now.
So I took a sledgehammer and knocked down the wall because I wanted to extend the kitchen. When the dust had settled, I realised I could see that my next-door neighbours were really angry with me. They were having their tea at the time and there was dust everywhere, like Parmesan on their...
Sarah?
I think there was a repetition of dust.
When the dust is on the card, so when the dust is settled...
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So you can repeat
sorry.
Any word within that. Yeah. So incorrect challenge this time. You get the subject back, Josie. 37 seconds, starting now.
When the dust has settled usually means let's wait a while after an argument or something terrible that's happened. Let's wait. Oh, no!
Deliso.
Repetition of let's wait.
Yes, you're right.
Correct challenge. 27 seconds starting now.
Vengeance is extremely satisfying, but when the dust has settled, you will regret leaving your enemies weeping and bleeding.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Light Entertainment.
Bleeding and weeping.
Yes. Josie, I presume you've buzzed in as a public service, but...
hesitation.
It's a real choose-your-own-toxic-man-adventure, this show.
There was a little bit of hesitation, I'll give you that, if only because I just don't want to know where Delisa was going. It's very important we just stop that. Josie, you've got 17 seconds on When the Dust Has Settled. It's back with you, starting now.
Also, literally, when the dust settles, I can see how dirty my living room glass coffee table is, especially when the sun shines through the window. I think it was Quentin Crisp who said that when the dust settles over a period of years, it...
Well done, Josie. You finish the subject, you get the points. And we are with Ivo next. Your subject is my Get Pumped playlist. What can you tell us about my Get Pumped playlist? Have at it, my friend, in 60 seconds, starting now.
Music is a powerful aphrodisiac, but I will not be discussing any more adventures of that nature. My best and platonic friend, Elsa, has a playlist she calls the What Would Get You Up playlist, i.e. what songs are most guaranteed to make you dance. I heard a titter there suggesting something else, but that was not my intention. Her favourites include ditties like Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat, a song with a lovely 80s disco...
Deliso, you buzzed.
Repetition of song?
Yeah, of course.
Or was it plural the first time?
It was plural the first time. Songs and then song.
Songs and song.
You're still all right, ooh, I believe. Oh. So, incorrect challenge, 27 seconds remain on my Get Pumped playlist starting now.
But anyway, I'm deviating. That playlist is far too fun compared to my Get Pumped playlist to be listened solo and in the midst of furious, vigorous exercise. 5 kilometres on the treadmill, as many as 3 chin-ups. That is what I am capable of when my portable music device is fully allowing me...
Deliso.
Repetition of music. Hey, he
yes,
said
yes, it is. He said music
get.
Is a powerful aphrodisiac. It's a correct challenge with half a second remaining.
They're looking at me with condemnation.
You're absolutely right. It was the first word you said, and it was very much the last word you said at 59 and a half seconds. So you are a beast.
Yes.
But you're a correct one. So you get the subject, which is my Get Pumped playlist. You've got half a second, Deliso, starting now.
It's music be the food of love. Play on!
Something to Lisa. Vengeance is sweet, but when the dust settles, you won't see that your enemies are bleeding.
Right. At the end of that round, let's have a look at some scores. In fourth place, Sarah. Josie's in third. Deliso is in second, and just ahead is Ivo. We move onwards to round 3, and to Deliso, back with you. Your subject is a simple misunderstanding. What can you tell us in 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating on a simple misunderstanding, starting now?
All of us have had a simple misunderstanding which escalates into a disaster situation, often in the medium of WhatsApp or other social media messages. I had a simple misunderstanding which involved me trying to send a message to one person.
Oh, no, sorry, it was message and messages.
It was.
I corrected
buzzed
myself.
And then you self-corrected,
sorry.
Yes. One was plural, one was singer, so an incorrect challenge. 43 seconds on the clock, you have the subject back, Deliso, starting now.
I meant to message my girlfriend, but instead I messaged my mum. And that was a misunderstanding which started out simple, but became grand when the entire family was alerted to the fact that I am a horrible human being.
Josie, you buzzed.
Hesitation.
Hesitation.
He said he was a horrible human being, then he sort of imploded into himself.
Yes. Yes.
It's a correct challenge, Josie. You get the subject. It is a simple misunderstanding. So you've got 26 seconds and your time starts now.
You know, I was walking down the street past my local deli today when I saw this bloke with long hair who said, "Hello, Josie." I said, "Hi there, Jake." And we hugged each other. He said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "Fine." And then I went on my merry way, only to realise that my neighbour, who has a name that rhymes with Hake, isn't...
I enjoyed that. You get the points because you were speaking when the whistle got blown. Sarah, have you done the reading? That's your subject. Have you done the reading? What can you tell us about that, starting now?
I have a book podcast. We have to read a book. And to do that, you have to write it down.
Ivo.
Book.
Book club and book. You have to read a book.
The reading, yeah.
But is book club one word?
No.
Oh.
No, that's a really good point, because the podcast is called The Widow's Book Club and it's one word in the title of our podcast. Yeah, I forgot that. Thanks to Lisa.
It's interesting, it's a book club and yet its title is grammatically incorrect. And I have to say, I have to give you the benefit of the doubt. It's a correct challenge as we used to see it, Ivo. I'll give you the point for it. But we've learnt something now. And
yes.
That's that Sarah's book club is... not book and club, because it's not a club about books, it's a book club.
It's a book club, yeah.
So we all want to hear more about it. Just tell us some more in 49 seconds.
What's the topic again?
Well, the topic is... The topic is, have you done the reading?
Yeah.
But please don't say book again.
Never.
Your time starts now.
Have you done the reading? Caryad says. And I say, yes, I have. I've read Kill Mockingbirds.
Ivo.
No, I'd actually love to hear a few more books in that list.
I know.
That is a much more grim book than Harper Lee's. Kill the Mockingbirds. Kill them all.
Exactly.
They were all your enemies.
I think you're right, Ivo. I think we've got 39 seconds. Let's hear more about Book Club. Have you done the reading in 39 seconds, starting now?
Have you done the reading, the tattooist asked me, before he wrote on my body with ink the entire collection of Iris Murdoch? Of course I've done the reading. The person I'd employed to make my body worse then started jabbing at me.
Josie.
A sort of hesitation, and also the fact that somebody needed to stop
them. Can I just say my favourite ever description of a tattooist is someone you've paid to make your body worse.
Who then jabs at her.
Yeah. It was a very visceral... It was acted out as well, which people at home won't know.
If I ever do actually need to be euthanized, would you do it, Josie?
Yeah. Yeah. What did she say? Did she say if ever I want a tattoo?
No, euthanized.
Oh, shut up!
She was really gleeful.
Yes.
Yep. Even I was a bit shocked at how off the cuff. Yep, I will. I enjoyed that so much. I sort of wanted to have it back, but it's nonsensical at this stage. We've taken the limits of literary appreciation to beyond what is acceptable.
What, the full Iris Murdoch bit tattooed on?
Right. Josie, it's a correct challenge. So, just to remind you, Josie, have you done the reading is the topic. 19 seconds remain on the clock, and your time starts now.
Have you done the reading? I don't quite know what that means. Is it the same as have you finished the reading? Have you done? Oh, my Lord, it's a bit like, is it safe? I really don't know what it is. Now, I like to think that I have done the reading when it comes to exams and stuff like that. My favourite...
Well done, Josie. You were speaking as the whistle went. And sadly, we're now entering the final round.
Oh, Lord.
I know, I know, I know. But that's the way it goes. Josie, we're going to finish with you, please. Here's the thing. Cards on the table.
Cards on the table.
Let's hear what you've got on cards on the table. 60 seconds starting now.
I'm always terrible at Christmas about sending cards. I phone people and say Happy Christmas and put on a funny voice.
Deliso.
I never said people.
Christmas.
You said Christmas.
Did I say Christmas?
Yeah. It was double Christmas. It was a correct challenge. 52 seconds remaining, Deliso, on cards on the table, starting now.
When I gamble, I look upon the cards on the table and I cheat. I do mathematics in my head and I calculate how many cards they are and how many cards...
I think we found out why he's a horrible person. It's nothing to do with the game.
Did you have a challenge?
No, no.
There was no repetition?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Not that I noticed.
So you're basically saying that he's just rumbling.
It's just difficult because the people talk all by themselves. If you want to say something, you have to press your buzzer. Mm. And then you're like, oh, why have you done it?
It's like it's a format point.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not criticising the format. It's lovely. But sometimes I want to say stuff. Kind of panel shows where we all just shout over each other.
Do you know what? I think in a way that you're right, because essentially he's deviated from game playing by saying that he's a cheat. So there you go. He's deviated from...
I feel cheated.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Sarah. I've got 41 seconds with cards on the table starting now.
But I have to carry on.
There's so much about the gameplay you've yet to discover. Josie, you challenged.
Hesitation.
It's a correct challenge, Josie. 39 seconds on cards on the table starting now.
Let me go back to...
No, I fancy having a go, actually, if that's all right. So...
Bring it.
Well, listen. Josie, or Delisa, would you like to buzz in, please?
Good.
What on earth is going on?
I don't know, but I've deducted a point from everyone. Right.
I think we should go back to Delisa. I think we've all had a very messy time of it.
I disagree with Ivo. Josie should finish it.
Right. The thing you can understand about Radio 4 and Light Entertainment is it's not a democracy. What's going to happen now is, Josie, cards on the table. You've got 32 seconds starting now.
Oh, God, I need a glass of limoncello. Oh, Lord, I don't know where I am, but there is...
Sarah.
Yeah, that was a deviation.
What is she deviating from?
Cards on the table.
Possibly, but I'll give you that. All right, deviation, 26 seconds. Cards on the table starting now.
The biggest card was from my dad. He doesn't love me, which is why he has to compensate with such cards on the table as this one. Red, glittery, pom-poms. It's got a song inside that he recorded. Happy birthday to you. Your name is Sarah.
Really so?
Do we have the right to happy birthday?
It's out of copyright.
It's out of copyright. Yeah, go for it. I like that, though. I'm giving you a point for it because you're being mindful.
I'm being mindful.
You're being mindful of BBC budgets. Delisa may be a cheat, but under the rules of just a minute, you get to keep the subject, Sarah. Cards on the table, starting now.
To you, your name is Sarah. This song is for free because I looked up the copyright before I sent my card.
And so to the scores. Finally poised. Not a lot in it, to be honest, today. Well played all. Slightly trailing in fourth place, we have Sarah. Next up in third, we have Josie. In second place, we have Deliso. And today's winner, Mr. Ivo Graham! And there, my lovelies, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it, as I have a crate of limoncello waiting for me. Thank you to our delightful players of tonight's game, Delisa Chibonda, Sarah Pascoe, Josie Lawrence and Ivo Graham. We're indebted to Ian Messiter and, of course, our wonderful, dearly departed Nicholas Parsons. We thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle so delicately and keeping me straight on all the scores. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and it was a BBC Studios audio production for Radio 4. And this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thank you so much for listening wherever you are, and do please join us again when we next all play Just a Minute.
And you can catch up with the whole series of Just a Minute on BBC Sounds. Tomorrow night's comedy is Heresy, the programme which challenges established ideas and questions received wisdom.
AI has proven to have more patience than any human I know. It never gets bored of my questions. It never tells me to shut up because it's watching CSI. I think I love it. I can just switch the camera on and talk to it and it will describe everything that's going on around
me. See, that all sounds so brilliant and yet still my laptop can't recognise my printer.
Yes. Victoria Corin-Mitchell is joining Chris McCausland, Sarah Kendall and David Mitchell in Heresy. That's for Tuesday night's 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and on